And joining us live on the air once again is our friend Doug Meyer. Doug not only is the station manager at WDAC, he's the chairperson for Lancaster National Day of Prayer. Good morning again, Doug.
Yes, good morning, Fred. It's so glad. I'm just so glad that I can join you this morning, and thank you for allowing us just to talk about the National Day of Prayer that's happening this year.
So glad that it can happen this year, but it is going to be different. It's going to be virtual. It's coming up Thursday, May the 7th. Tell us a little bit about how this year's Lancaster National Day of Prayer is going to take place.
Yeah, we'll feel different this year. We are used to gathering together, thousands of us, as we pray together and as we hear God's word together, as we sing together, as we hear scripture. And this year it will be the same. We will do the same, but we will just do it virtually through an online event. We will still gather together to pray. We will still pray through the seven spheres of influence within our country, government and military and media and business and education and church and family. We'll do that together, but we'll just do it in our living rooms as we ask the Lord to touch our country. More than ever do we need to come before him together, and so we look forward to doing that just in a slightly different way this year.
So folks can get more information at LancasterNDP.com, but that's also the place where they can experience the live event, right?
That is correct. We are putting together a one-hour event, approximately that length, from 7 o'clock to 8 o'clock on May the 7th. LancasterNDP.com is one place to come where you can watch the event, and we are also WLYH Channel 49 Lighthouse TV has made their facilities available, and they will also broadcast the same hour at that 7 to 8 o'clock time on May the 7th. We're really delighted that we could partner with Channel 49, and we're also glad that we can partner with some folks around the country that will help celebrate with us and pray with us and bring God's word to us. We have Charles Billingsley, who's going to lead us in some worship. We have Keith and Kristen Getty that have said they would come on. They're invited to come on and sing their new hymn that they've written that they released within the last 4 weeks, and also pray with us. And then Dr. James Dobson will come on and give us a short message, and he will pray with us as well. So we're just so delighted that the Lord has allowed us to partner with these folks so that we can join together to ask the Lord to meet us, to encourage us during this time as we are facing something that we've obviously never faced before. And I've been so reminded of how the Lord is with us just in every situation. The Psalms have been particularly comforting, I think, to all of us, but to me particularly, like Psalm 46, God is our refuge and strength, a very present help in trouble. And this is a time of trouble, and boy, are we learning that God is our refuge and our strength. And as Psalm 91 says, we are under his wings. Mm-hmm. And we just need to sense that, and we need to gather to pray that day, to just seek the Lord, to ask for forgiveness in our land. There are many, many ways in which our land has forsaken the Lord, and ask for revival within our own lives, a revival within our churches, and revival within our country. And it is a day where we can join together to ask the Lord to do that.
Lancaster National Day of Prayer this year, it's a virtual event coming up May the 7th from 7 to 8 p.m. For the earth will be filled with the knowledge of the glory of the Lord. Habakkuk 2:14 is this year's verse. And you can go to LancasterNDP.com to get more information. And that's where you can also experience this year's virtual National Day of Prayer from the Lancaster area and from our folks from around the country, as Doug mentioned, May the 7th from 7 to 8 p.m. Doug, thank you so much. Lord's blessing on you, on the National Day of Prayer team, and also on WDAC. I hope you have a great rest of your day.
Thank you, Fred, and you as well. May you continue to draw people to the Lord in the work that you do there at WJTL. Thank you for being a partner in ministry with us.